B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, the show you'll be talking about.
That was not me hemming and hawing.
In therapy.
Socks, stupid socks.
Felger and Mass. Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
As Lamar Jackson takes the final knee to seal it for Baltimore by the 37-26 score. But the outcome of the game, secondary right now in terms of the state of the Patriots, because their quarterback, Mac Jones, hit on his last throw, resulting in an interception. Calais Campbell coming down on his left leg. Jones injuring, it appeared, the lower left leg, hopping off the field. And so, we'll hold our breath and just hope for the best case scenario.
Final hour, Felger and Mass. You've heard from Big Jim Murray. If you're watching on the simulcast, we beam across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston, also brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook. You missed Murray's update again. Tom Pelissero and Mike Giardi tweeted what, Murray?
Well, first, it was Tom Pelissero that said the test showed Patriots quarterback Mac Jones suffered a pretty severe high ankle sprain in the loss to the Ravens. And Giardi tweeted a follow-up to that, saying it means a significant tear, which was the fear. Team source just now said he'd be surprised if Jones avoids surgery, especially knowing it could speed up healing. We'll see how the team and the player decide to play this. The quote from the source was, Mac will do what it takes to get back. We know that.
So listen, the very first part of that Giardi tweet said, that means?
A significant tear.
Okay, that means a significant tear. What he meant by what he was following up on was a tweet from Dr. Flynn, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, Jessica Flynn.
Jessica Flynn, does she still do stuff for Boston Sports Journal and Bernard?
Yep.
Local doc, good with sports medicine and whatnot. She tweeted something out about this new procedure that can actually speed up recovery. It's a surgery on the high ankle, but it speeds up full recovery of the high ankle sprain called the tightrope.
Yeah, tightrope.
Okay, and so
the tightrope procedure, they go in and they basically put in, think of it as a, you know, like a cable.
Okay. I don't need to know.
Whatever. It stabilizes the ankle.
There's a new procedure that helps these guys with high ankle sprains. Anyway, Giardi said the fact that he's considering that surgery means it was a significant tear.
Correct.
Okay. Either way, you're saying that Tua had this procedure while he was at Alabama.
Tua had it at Alabama, and they thought he could be back within 2 weeks.
What was he back in?
From the surgery. So I haven't been able to get to that part of it yet. But they said that, so I don't know if he made it back in that period of time. And it could be that his was less severe than Mac Jones was. So I've seen anything from, you know, 2 to 4, it looks like 2 to 4 week window potentially, depending on the severity of it. If it's really bad, it could be 6 to 8, but it sounds like this accelerates that. You could have him back in a month.
Okay. Whether he's back in a month, a week, or 6 weeks, I expect the Patriots to stay in it. I expect them to stay in it, which is sort of a broad description, low bar. But I expect them to stay in it. I expect them to win some of these games coming up to the point where they're hovering around 500 when they hit their bye, which is after Indianapolis in November. Okay? Their next five games. At Green Bay, Detroit, Cleveland, home Chicago Monday night, Jets, home Indy. That's six. Their next six games. Okay? Those are the next six games. I expect them to win games and stay in it for when Jones returns sometimes after that bye in November, if not sooner, and Mac Jones is just about to hit the podium. Are we ready to go to him, Stu?
As soon as we're lining up, we're waiting for him. He's sitting down.
He's sitting down.
On camera.
Okay, why don't you go to him? Let's hear him futz around. I like the futzing around. Go ahead.
Looks like they have everybody muted on the Zoom call.
Go ahead, just let's hear it.
Oh, it's potted up.
Yeah, I'm, you know,
like, do-to-do.
He's getting ready. They're putting the shock collar around his balls. In case he says anything, they'll zap him.
Like, oh. Calais Campbell fell on my leg and stuff. Why? Why? Why?
It's Jeff Galuli that hit me in my ankle.
Can we go, Stick?
When you look at that, there's no hands raised. All right, thanks, everyone. No, wait, okay, there we are. We're going to start with Mike Kadlec, followed by Mark Daniels.
Hey, Mac. First of all, hope everything's feeling all right after yesterday. A question on the high ankle sprain. The tightrope surgery that has been done on high ankle sprains lately, it was big when you were at Alabama. I know you had mentioned it a couple years ago. There was a quote from you today just on the efficacy of it. I was wondering if that was something that's come up in your recovery process and kind of your thoughts on that potentially being an avenue here.
Yeah, I'm just kind of taking it day to day and making sure everything's good. And honestly, any injury questions are Coach Belichick's thing. So I'm not here to answer them. I appreciate everyone kind of reaching out and looking after me, but kind of just a day-to-day thing, and just trying to get better.
The laser dot just showed up on the side of his head.
Right, next question, Mark Daniels, followed by Chris Ryan.
Zapped his balls.
Mac, how are you feeling today? And, you know, at what point will you learn, you know, when you can get back on the football field?
Yeah, I feel good, obviously. Wish we played better, and obviously I can play better. So we just got to watch the film like we did and come up with ways to do things better. So that's pretty much it. And like I said, I'm just going to take it day by day and get my treatment and do what I do. So just see how it goes from there.
That didn't answer that at all.
Next question from Chris Ryan, followed by Mike Reese.
Hey, Mac, just kind of along those lines, is there an intent to be ready to play this week? Like, is that your goal at this point?
Take it day to day.
Yeah, I think, like I said, just taking it day by day and see how I feel and do my treatment and kind of just go through that. And like I always do, just focus on today. And then when tomorrow comes, focus on tomorrow. But definitely any updates, like I said, you can talk to coach about.
Oh, yeah. He'll help.
And just on the game for a second, a lot of the guys were, you know, frustrated with a number of the plays they left out there, you know, on the field. What was your process in watching the game, and how did you see how things, you know, developed both in the game and in watching on film?
Yeah, I thought there were a bunch of really good plays and some not so good plays. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how we can play better and do better as players. So definitely on the same page there. I think we did a lot of good things, but obviously didn't win. So it doesn't count. So we want to win and do things better.
And stuff.
Thanks.
Next question, Mike Reese, followed by Trey Deer.
Mac, how confident are you just that you'll play again this season?
Yeah, like I said, just going to take it day by day and kind of get my treatment and do what I do. So just see how I feel. And if you have any more like those type questions, just talk to Coach Belichick. I think, you know, he likes to answer those questions, so you can ask him.
Good job.
And one in the game, Mac, just can you take us back to the end zone throw to Devontae that Humphrey ended up picking off? Seemed like there was just some – you guys obviously weren't on the same page. Like, from your perspective, can you share us any insight on what unfolded on that one?
Yeah, I think just like I said earlier, a lot of good plays out there. Devontae had a lot of good plays, and obviously – we had some bad ones too, so just trying to get those ironed out. It's the game. It's early in the season, and definitely, you know, like I said, we want more good plays. So try and take the bad ones and eliminate them, and you know, create more good positive plays and do that more consistently, and then we won't have to be in that situation.
Okay, one more. I can't take it. One more.
Next question: Trey Deer, followed by Greg Bedard.
Oh, we should listen.
Yeah, we should listen. Matt, thanks. Take some time. That you're feeling about as good as you can.
Yeah, drop them.
Hold it like a pizza tray.
Sort of what it felt like, what you remember. I mean, there's some images there of you being understandably in quite a bit of agony. So maybe even at the time, mentally, how you were trying to process what was going on.
Yeah, I think, like I said, just, you know, it is what it is. And I'm just going to focus on day by day and get my treatment and do what I do. And, you know, the play, it's football, it's physical, so feel good about it. And like I said, if you have any more specifics, you can talk to Coach Belichick about it.
Yeah, I get that.
It was nothing specific. I didn't have to ask Bill. I was just wondering how it felt.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, it hurt.
Next question, Greg Bedard, followed by Dakota Randall.
Let's go, big boy.
Hey, Mac. Related to that Parker interception where, you know, 3 points isn't a bad outcome there. I know you're competitive and you're trying to make a play. How do you balance that, you know, managing the game for the team, also, you know, trying to make a big play? And how do you think you're doing 3 games into the season as far as managing those types of situations?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Greg. Definitely, like you said, super competitive. So just knowing when to call it quits and, you know, put the good plays out there. And I did that a lot yesterday, but we did that a lot. It's just the more consistent we can do it, the more opportunity that we won't even be in that situation. So just trying to get more good plays out there and trying to do it right every time.
Okay, stop. Enough. When he said that was a really good question.
Dakota Randall, followed by Michael Hart.
We're good, Jimmy. When he said that was a really good question, Greg, you know what he really meant?
Go F yourself.
Go F yourself.
Yeah.
Former fat boy. That's what he really meant. If someone can explain to me why neutering a guy like that at a press conference helps you win games, someone tell me what that is. Like how what Bill does to these guys and how Mac Jones like literally can't answer anything or say anything as if he, you know, like a hostage video, like on the other side of the camera is a terrorist with a assault rifle pointed at his head if he says anything, you know? So like, how does that help the Patriots win football games?
It does.
Yeah. Well, Falcon, then the Packers don't know who's playing quarterback Sunday.
How does that help them?
Game planning.
How is that best for the team? Like, what is that?
It isn't. It isn't. Yeah, over those 20 years, they could have known Brady was coming every week. They were still going to get their asses kicked.
And what is the
point? I mean, the opposition now, obviously. There is no point. It's just Bill controlling it and telling the media to F off. It's none of your business. That's all it is. And, you know, honestly, I'm surprised Mac Jones didn't say when he was asked about the tightrope procedure, because that was the part that interested me. How about just saying, guys, we're looking at every option?
They can't, they're not allowed to talk like human beings. Even if I understand you shouldn't give out detailed information. I'm not expecting that, but can talk like a human being? Nope. Cannot talk like a human being. And for 20 years, you thought that helped you win football games. For some reason, you were duped into believing that helped you win and gave Bill some sort of competitive advantage, like was part of his genius. How does that genius look now? 18-19 since Brady walked out the door. But keep neutering your players, Bill. So they can't say anything. Because we all know how important that is for when. That's going to give... Wow, what a leg up that's going to give you this week. The fact that you didn't let Mac Jones put 2 words together of substance. He's sitting there like literally with a zapper on his balls today. He just can't say a thing. Boy, that's really going to help you this week. I can tell. That's going to set you up. Big time. Big competitive advantage.
They got little roped off areas down there that, again, if he crosses over like a dog, he gets shocked.
God. All right. Back to your calls and thoughts right after these words.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
When you think about
hot as balls,
Felger.
I was hoping for something with a little more bite.
Man down. 98.5, the sports up.
Patriots now with a 2nd down and 7, trying to capitalize. Down by 8. Jones drops back to the play fake.
Step up.
Rolls into the pocket. Moves up. Fires downfield. Picked off. A sliding interception as he was looking for Devontae Parker, but did not see it, appears. Finds the linebacker, and the Ravens with a takeaway.
Killer. You get one a game now.
Patriots with a giveaway.
Just a direct throwaway where uncontested. Easy pick for the defense. Great play by him. Undercutting Parker. I don't know what Jones is looking at. That's a forced play to a guy that's got a couple grabs today. It's his day. I'm going to stick one in there for him. Not the case.
No awareness. It appeared that Bynes was coming over across the middle right in front of the receiver.
There's a little bit of pressure coming from Max Wright.
Worst read and throw of the day.
And it looked like he was locked in on Parker. You know better than I.
I mean, step up. He felt the pressure. He stepped up. He got everything on it. He just undercut it.
But Bynes read his eyes?
Watch him. He didn't bait. See, Jones is looking like at the shell coverage behind it. And this guy just comes right underneath, backer from the front side.
I wonder if there were a couple of those interceptions of Parker where they were reading man and it was zone. The linebacker, you're not looking at the linebacker and he undercuts it like that. That's sometimes what it is.
Yeah.
And you're saying that after the end zone interception to Parker, he came back yelling cover four?
Right.
So, like, this is a thing where Jones and Parker still not on the same page, seeing the same thing, which I guess is to be expected when you have a new receiver and new coaches and that whole thing.
Because remember, the first possession of the second half, they went down and got a touchdown. In fact, they had the double score in this game.
Yes, they did.
Right? So, you know, it's not often you see a team get that and lose the game. They got the three at the end of the first half, which is a good job by them. Then they came out because they didn't have much time. They had 30 seconds.
But as Bill pointed out this morning, answering a question, after that first drive of the third quarter, the Ravens went to some more zone concepts.
Correct.
And maybe Jones and Parker were ill-prepared for it.
Yeah, or maybe one of them was.
Small wonder, right. Small wonder that would happen, given the fact that you have no real offensive coaches coaching them. Or, you know, certainly coordinator and quarterback coach and that sort of thing. So that's still catching up to him. I still think that's a factor in this.
I mean, I know this. Like, as much as Bill might say, put it on the, you know, well, we taught it in practice. Well, if the players aren't getting it, it's still on the coaches.
Definitely.
Then, you know, that doesn't excuse the coaches to say, well, we taught it. Well, obviously they didn't get it. So teach it again.
You taught it poorly.
No. Well, right. Like, you know, again, if we're going to credit the coaching for drilling in the message, then you got to blame the coaching if the message isn't getting drilled in.
No.
So we continue with your thoughts. We'll take your calls the rest of the way and whatever you want. We still have Celtic stuff if you want to go back to it. Nico in Burlington. Go ahead, Nico.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you. You really expect the Patriots to stay in it if Max out long-term with Brian Hoyer? Yeah, right, well, now, Detroit's a better team than us. The Jets can beat us. We're getting maybe 5 wins if Max out long-term. But you really think we're going to stay in it? You expect us to stay in it? I really don't agree with that. I just don't know how you see that.
That's my expectation, Nico. How do I?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, you think Detroit's a better – I mean, Detroit's a better team than us, right? I mean, the Jets, I mean, any of these teams could beat us. I just don't see all summer long you're beating these guys up, how we have a terrible offense and this and that. Now, Max out, you think Hoyer's going to come in and hold down hold us down? I just don't see it.
Nico, so you think Belichick and his abilities were kind of fraudulent over the last 20 years?
Well, no, you know what it is? I think the defense, obviously, is going to, like, hold us up and be good, but how long is that going to last?
Well, it just needs to last a month. And when you say long term, if Mac Jones is out 12 games, that's different. But if he's just out the next month, 4 to 5 games against this schedule, and I just asked that second question with Belichick, because don't tell me you're just the Lions or you're just the Browns. You're just one of these teams.
I am no believer in Bill, but I will say this. I don't think the drop-off of the quarterback play will be that dramatic considering how Mac Jones has looked through these first 3 games between him and Brian Hoyer. Like, and I'm no Hoyer defender, but I don't know. I think the kid could maybe use a spell for a couple of weeks.
Well, and the other thing, too, like, as the caller was talking, you're going to go over a 4-week stretch where you're going to see Jacoby Brissett, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, and who am I leaving out?
Maybe Zach Wilson.
Goff. And Jared Goff, who's the first one, actually. Goff is first. Do any of those guys, you tell me you can't beat those 4 guys?
I'm just, those are, you know, middling, below average teams. And if you're telling me that Bill Belichick, 3 years into post-Brady, with all the money he spent last year and 3 drafts and still one of the best coaches in the league, is just one of those teams? All right, well, then you got to change the whole narrative on what he is. My expectation is that you're still winning these games, most of them. You don't think he's one of the best coaches in the league, Murray?
Not anymore, no. I mean, it'd probably take 2 or 3 before I get to him at this point.
Oh, well, so then he's top 5.
Oh, top 5? Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you have a top 5 coach.
It only gets you so far.
So how good you? So you got a top 5 coach. Is your roster that bad that you're now losing to the Browns, Jets, and Lions and Bears at home, these kind of teams?
Mike, they gave up 34 points against Tua and
Trubisky
in the two games. It averages 17 a game. And then they're going to see again Goff, Brissett, Fields, and Zach Wilson.
You should have those teams in the teens, and you should be in those games, if not winning those games.
You tell me you can't hang in those games?
They will not keep the Lions in the teens. They're like one of the highest scoring offenses in the league.
I disagree with them, Mark.
2-4 in that six game stretch.
That's Jared Goff, you know, again, it's not apples to apples. Jared Goff's an accident waiting to happen.
So then if they go 3-3, they've overachieved? You're going to give them credit?
Yeah, I will.
No, like I've got a high bar for I'm not lowering the bar for them.
It's crazy that you're like still stuck in this after the last 2.5 years.
I know. Well, I mean, what do you want?
4-4 is in play.
I want them to be good. I know fans don't realize that. I'm not coming up from the perspective of a fan, but that's still that's the standard Bill should be held to. If he's going to push out the greatest quarterback ever who's still winning games, then he has to still be good. I'm not letting go of that. Even if he loses Mac Jones. Now, again, the competition. If Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense gets going this week and put up, you know, 25-plus points, okay. I'm not expecting Hoyer to go in and do that. Then you can sit there and say, well, we lost our quarterback. We lost a game to Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's kind of acceptable. It ain't acceptable against Fields, Goff, Wilson, Flacco, Brissett, whatever they're going to be facing the month after. Sorry, it's not.
You tell me you can't confuse Jared Goff.
Come on.
He's got a lot of talent.
Murray is an angry Patriot fan, former fan.
He's a Brady fan.
Here's what he wrote on the email today. On Alabama Christian Ponder, that's his new name for Mac Jones.
Makes sense because he was taken too high. His quarterback's like, hey, I may as well take one here. We're the Vikings. We suck. Well, we need a quarterback. Let's go with Christian Ponder, 12th overall or 13th, whatever the hell it was.
Murray says, on Alabama Christian Ponder, far be it for me to be one of the ever to far be it for me to be the one to ever defend Brian Hoyer. But why in the hell am I reading headlines like, quote, how can the Pats go on without Mac, end quote? Do you people have eyeballs? He says there is somehow this weird mass formation psychosis.
It's me reading too much news.
Wow. What does that mean? Mass formation psychosis. He says there is somehow this weird mass formation psychosis that has emerged that Mac is Tom Brady. The whole thing is ridiculous. He has not been good. He is the second lowest rated quarterback in the NFL, writes Murray. I cannot find a good game by him, not against the Jets or Jacksonville or a team with their entire defense injured until I go back to game 6 last year versus Dallas.
I'd give him Cleveland last year, too.
Hoyer has a better arm and, most importantly, a better non-baby whiny attitude and has been used to and is used to dealing with adversity his whole career.
Played for a lot of teams.
The injury could be a blessing in disguise for Mac Jones and the Patriots. The Pats' chances with Hoyer are better next week than with Mac, given the way Mac is playing. Mac could use the time off. You don't want this thing to spiral out of control. The Green Bay defense is pretty good, and that is a tough place to play. Best thing for Mac Jones is to take a few weeks off, watch what is going on the field, and take a deep breath and regather himself and stop the pity party. He is also, when it comes to NFL quarterbacks, embarrassing with that injury. That picture of him crying coming off the field, my God, it was a sprained ankle. I have seen guys with their leg broken and less drama than this. He looks like a 5-year-old child. And most importantly, knowing Bill's open disdain for all quarterbacks, how do you think he feels about that act?
You got to consider that. So think about Dak Prescott, who had like a bone going through his ankle when that thing snapped a few years ago. I didn't see that act from Dak Prescott coming off the field when he's with the Cowboys. And just Bill, like he hates all the quarterbacks, Montana, Brady, the greats of the greats. He can't look at that AP photo of, oh, why? Ah! And I don't doubt that he's in pain. I would have been a giant puss about it too, but I'm a giant puss, not a professional athlete. Bill has to be like, oh my God, what am I looking at here?
What's the sound of that again?
Of Mac?
Yeah.
Ah, why? 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 Ah! Like, I should do that because I'm a giant puss, not a professional athlete.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I don't remember the year. Was Bill on the field when Lawrence Taylor snapped Joe Theismann's leg? Was that in the 80s
probably.
Or the 90s? Unless it happened in the 90s and he was in Cleveland.
No, that would have been the 80s. I think that was 87.
Okay, whatever year it was, I gather he was on the field. Did Joe Theismann carry on like that?
No. Not that I remember. He's probably in shock, though. I have more info on the tightrope for the next segment.
Oh, I can't wait. And we'll wrap it up with your phones after Murray gets you up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He's humble.
Why you need us.
Very humble.
You need us.
Mike Felger.
This is why you have me.
The humble half of Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
A question on the high ankle sprain.
Honestly, any injury questions or Coach Belichick's things.
How are you feeling?
Should I take it day by day?
Is there an intent to be ready to play this week? Like, is that your goal at this point?
Just taking it day by day, and any updates, like I said, you can talk to coach about.
Mac, how confident are you just that you'll play again this season?
Yeah, like I said, just going to take it day by day. And if you have any more like those type questions, just talk to Coach Belichick. I think, you know, he likes to answer those questions. So you can ask him.
I just think that whole thing's embarrassing. I do. Embarrassing for Belichick. Now reduce these guys to that. How does Mac Jones answering a question like a human being prevent you from winning a game this week? How does that help you? How does that really help you? I don't know how it does. But either way, I guess we shouldn't be surprised. So nothing for Mac Jones today. I guess all we're stuck with is we're waiting for Bill to hand feed the information to someone. I voted Jim McBride Globe today.
Yeah, like I said, just going to take it day by day. And if you have any more like those type questions, just talk to Coach Belichick. I think, you know, he likes to answer those questions. So you can ask him.
No, he was very helpful. He was very helpful today. Very helpful. So either way, what was I just saying? Oh, it'll be released. It's just going to be fed to whoever Bill wants it fed to.
Definitely.
So it's coming. We'll get it. It's just we're not going to get it at a podium with us, meaning the JV squad, the reporters just at the podium, or
the people working their asses off that are day in, day out.
This is scrubs.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like, and that too is just like such thumb in your nose at the people who are there every day.
It's demeaning.
It's like, you know, you guys don't matter. F you. It's like, really, it's the whole thing, like, most of the time, teams do the opposite. They go out of their way to accommodate the people who are around. But that aside, just quickly, Murray had said 28 days for Tua when he had the high ankle sprain. He had the tightrope procedure, and he's right from game to game. The variable in there is that, in other words, Tua suffered the injury on December 1st against Georgia. He played on the 29th.
Yeah, there's no games probably in between.
Correct. There were no games in between. And that includes time where they had to let the swelling go down from the original injury. So now Jones is in that period right now. But whenever they get the swelling down on Jones, he can have the procedure. So Tua, from the time of the procedure to the time Tua played, he missed less than 4 weeks. It was probably closer to three.
So, but not surprising one bit if that's Jones's time frame.
I mean, so again, that
or better.
That being the case, Mike, he could be back for week like 8 or 9. Like, as you were saying earlier.
The season should not be over.
No, it shouldn't be over. You can tread water until then and get him back. You're playing garbage after Green Bay this week.
And I still, Green Bay's not scoring. They're not putting up points like they usually do. They're not the same without their receivers. And if you hold Green Bay in the teens, you can even pull this one out. Green Bay's not a smart situational team. You get them in a close game, you can beat them. So this should not submarine the season. I'm not going to allow for that. Not here on this program, damn it. Mike in Arlington, go ahead, bring us back.
So I got to be honest, after this week's game, I was sure that the Felger and Maz anti-coaching parade would subside. But, I mean, for the last 3 weeks, everything that was wrong with this team was Bill and Patricia or the O-line or the receiver packages. That was just a downstream problem with the coaching anyways. It was coaching, coaching, coaching. And yesterday, by your own admission, Mike, this team competed against a good Ravens team, or at least they did through the third quarter, and certainly through one of the best players in the league. So the O-line, the receivers, the coach, and they're all the same. What happened? This is the same sideline that couldn't beat a garbage Pittsburgh team last week. You remember? And now they look good. So why not get honest that the only one person that was lost in this game was Mac? It was 3 second-half picks.
Mike, how
two
do you
in the fourth quarter.
How do you feel the defense
it
was?
It was a one-score game when he blew the game. He blew the whole thing.
How about the defensive coaching allowing Lamar Jackson to torch you on quarterback keepers? You don't put that on coaching?
But no, I don't, because the only reason they had the ball so much in the third and the fourth quarter is because Mac was serving it up like it was a bake sale with all the balls on clearance. It was a complete disaster.
All right, Mike.
And Matt, to your point, the 8 picks in the last 3 games being uncharacteristic of coaching, that's BS too. 6 of those turnovers are Mac's. They were putting the ball on the ground and throwing picks all day. This guy blew the game inarguably. The rest of the game, but for when he turned it over and gave the ball back to Baltimore's offense in the second half, it was all him. He gave the ball away in the end zone.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to thank you. What was the bigger problem yesterday, Mac Jones or the defense?
Defense.
Agreed.
Defense.
Can
Again.
I say both sucked?
No. Well, no, yeah, they both had problems, but what was a bigger issue?
Yeah, I just look at it this way. Given the way the early part of the year has gone, I went into this game saying, you're going to have to keep the Ravens into like the low 20s tops.
You gave up 37 freaking points.
They got absolutely walloped, and they had plenty of opportunities to come up with big stops. And, you know, forced punts. They're getting smoked on third down. You know they're one of the 5 worst third down teams in the league? Do you know that? Like, all this stuff about the Patriots' defense has gotten washed over and completely overlooked because their offensive problems are way worse than they are on the other side of the ball. So, again, I'm telling you, the points are good. Up until this week, they've given up 17 points a game. They had also played Mitch Trubisky in week 2. But I think if you take a look at key spots, they haven't been able to get off the field. They haven't been able to come up with a big spot. They give up 37 points to the Ravens. They had plenty of opportunities in this game to come up with a big spot and flip the game.
Our previous caller had a great point last hour, whenever he called. The defending the Ravens, don't let Lamar Jackson run and double Mark Andrews and make him beat you some other way. And you could. Those were the 2 guys that beat you. Since when does an opponent give you just 1 or 2 things to take away and you can't take it away? So it's partly that's personnel. They missed Duggar.
They did. They definitely missed Duggar in this game. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Still. Yeah. And Guy went down, so I'm sure that hurt some of the interior running. So, but to just let Lamar Jackson punk you like that on quarterback keepers?
What, do you mean the best, one of the best defensive linemen in the league there on the D-line didn't help you out this week, Godshaw?
No, I didn't seem like he did now, did it?
I saw one play that he made. One play. That was it.
Mike in Bridgewater. What do you got, Mike?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for taking my call, Felga. Hey, when I spoke to you a couple of days ago, I didn't say to fire Bill Belichick if he doesn't win the Super Bowl. What I'm trying to explain to you is this, is that Bill Belichick has too much respect for him to be treated like that. But there's going to have to be a transition where everyone's happy. So if they don't make it deep into the playoffs, you're either going to give Bill Belichick a choice. The choice is either he's going to resign willingly or you're going to put him into the office so he can make the organization better. But I think it's time, though. You need to put a new face on a new era. What do you think?
I don't totally disagree with that. I don't. I don't think that Bill, what he's done is necessarily quite a fireable offense. We're kind of getting there. The Patricia Judge thing is getting there. He deserved a chance to see if it worked. But I've said it all the time. I think Bill's lost something off his fastball. I think he's kind of playing out the string. I think there's just been too many questionable decisions outside of even the personnel thing. I'm talking about the coaching staff. That it would have me really concerned if I were an owner. I might be looking to get out ahead of it. I don't think what he's done to this point is necessarily fireable. He made the playoffs last year. It's not like you fire a coach with a rookie quarterback coming off a playoff year. I'm not saying that. But this thing with Patricia and Judge and the sort of willful step back that they've taken, oh my God, I still don't get it.
Well, and particularly when you factor in that he had to give attention to the offense yesterday, and the defense crapped out. Like, so what? It's not exactly like he's got, you know, Buddy Ryan and his son Rex on the other side of the ball there.
Sean in Salem. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, at some point the media needs to stop respecting Bill because he doesn't respect you guys, you know. And I agree with you, Mari. You know, Hoyer might be better for the team than Jones. The kid's not good enough. When adversity makes you emotional and doesn't motivate you, you're not going to win. But, Maz, as far as the tightrope thing, Tua actually got it 2 years in a row on his left and right and came back the same time frame, 3 weeks. And you see offensive linemen at Bama, they performed, I believe, over 25 of them the last 2 years in all same time frame, back within 3 weeks. So, you know, if you start seeing it drift into 1 month or, you know, further, there might be more to it as far as whether or not Bill wants him to play, depending on what happens over the next 4 weeks.
Okay. We're on to this tightrope thing.
I'm all in. I'm all in on the tightrope.
Jalen Hurts got one when he was quarterback there, too, before he transferred.
Alabama, like, you know, made the took the thing public.
They're
basically
the tightrope factory.
No, there were other places that were doing it, but at Alabama, like, they it became, like, a thing. You know, so they, like, marketed it. No, they did. They made it popular. They made the tightrope popular. I told you, I'm into this. Put this sucker on the tightrope and get him back in a month. Let's go. Walk the rope.
Andrew and Taunton. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey guys, how's it going? I'm with you guys. I think I put most of the blame on the coaching staff yesterday. I think there were just some horrible play calls. Like that 2-point conversion where they just threw into the flat to Ramondre Stevenson. Like that might have been one of the worst 2-point plays I've ever seen. It's like, well, why don't you try to use your tight end that you're paying $12.5 million a year,
Andrew,
in the red zone? Andrew, I don't understand.
Andrew, how about the throw into the flat on 4th and 3? How that gained no yards? How about the throw into the flat on the goal line that should have been a pick six for 98 yards from Ryan Queen? I forget his first name, the linebacker there. Patrick Queen in Baltimore.
You could have had him, by the way.
How about the throw after throw after throw into the flat on those goal line short? You've been doing it all season. It is that goes back to the coaching, too. I'm sorry. Do you have something else?
Yeah, no. Also, I mean, I agree. Those are terrible, too. But I just wanted to also point out, how many games do you think that they've actually had an advantage with the coaching this year? Because I don't think it's any. I think the first two games, I mean, like the first game and this game, I think you got outcoached. In the Steelers game, I think it was a wash. So you're supposed to have a significant advantage with Belichick coaching, and I haven't seen it at all. So I just don't understand what the hell the purpose is.
Agreed.
If he can't draft, can't bring free agents in properly, and he's like too busy with the offense to coach the defense. It's like what the hell are we doing here?
I'm with you. Mike McDaniel, I know they're off to a 3-0 start. Rookie coach, first game, and you weren't even close. Game wasn't really all that even competitive. Did you out-coach Mike Tomlin? Maybe. Some of that three-receiver stuff, you ran on him. Maybe, I guess. I don't know. It still took...
You got lucky because of Gunner.
Someone took a punt off the face. That's why you won that one. So, I mean, I don't see the coaching advantage. Do you?
No. No. I mean, look, again, I don't see any advantage really anywhere except for in the Pittsburgh game. I thought they had advantage when their defense was on the field. That was it. And by the way, they made another special teams mistake this past week.
Bryant dropped another punt.
Yeah, Bumble's back there, couldn't catch the ball, and it's spinning around on the ground, and he jumps on top of it to prevent another turnover.
Bumbles.
That's 2 and 2 weeks. 2 and 2 weeks.
So put that on the back of the uniform.
Yeah.
Final
He's
word.
Not exactly Dion in the secondary either.
Final word comes your way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio, crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair
Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nope. Not a lot of good feelings around Foxborough right now as the Patriots start the season 1-2 after the loss to Baltimore yesterday. So with that, we had to have some fun with some Bill Belichick sound today.
I'm sorry, Bill. Can you share even what happened, if there was any contact on the play? I'm sorry, but they didn't show a replay before I came down. Just why Mac was limping?
No.
Say, Bill, did you happen to have a plan after you pushed the greatest quarterback of all time out the door 3 years ago?
No.
Did you happen to have a plan for, say, maybe your longtime offensive coordinator taking another job and you having to reset the offense? Did you have a plan for that?
No.
You want to play, Jim?
Yeah. Did you like how, even though it's an injury and it's serious, and a person like me wouldn't be able to handle it, but that a professional quarterback caterwauled like a child on his way into the locker room after the injury? Did you like that, Bill?
No.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, please.
Bill, did you devise any sort of master plan to stop Lamar Jackson?
No.
Did you like your run defense yesterday?
No.
How about your pass defense?
No.
Was Ime Udoka suspended for a consensual office relationship?
No.
Thank you.
Had to think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. We could have kept going with that. Yeah.
Oh, he's such an easy target. He really is.
Oh, my God. All right. Oh, yeah, baseball, Maz. How was your trip down to the Bronx?
Uneventful, unfortunately.
Well, someone just pitched to this guy so he can get
seriously,
it.
You know what? On Saturday, annoying. Murray, they did. They pitched. Honestly, I think he's starting to feel it.
Oh, I do, too. I think he's getting tight. There's some tightness going on with Aaron Judge. There's no doubt in my mind.
So the Yankees are going on the road. And I think that, you know, everybody wanted him to do it at home. And I think what happened is the pressure started to build like he was running out of days on the homestand.
He got boned by the rain last night.
Yeah, and when is Judge going to be able to, you know, when is Judge going to do it on the homestand? And then the at-bats started to, you know, to sort of fritter away. Now they're in Toronto. They come home for Baltimore, but he's only got 10 games left. I mean, I think he's going to get it. I think he started feeling it. I do. The Red Sox on Saturday, Nick Pivetta, the first at-bat. 3 fastballs struck him out. I mean, right at him. The first one was right down the middle. I mean, he came at him right out of the chute.
I assume we're going to be talking about this on the baseball.
Yes, we'll be talking about that a little bit. The Albert Pujols home run as well. But last night, the Red Sox mathematically eliminated from playoff contention.
Oh, it's a... Dale, it's a
elimination pie.
It's an elimination pie.
It is, and we will take your calls, Dale. So we'll start there, but we will talk about Judge, and we'll talk about the Pujols achievement as well.
Okay.
Oakley.
All right, there it is. No commercials. You get just an update from Big Jim Murray. The latest on Mac Jones comes your way right here. And then we're back at tomorrow, too, with the big boy. Who Mac Jones today told to go F himself, basically, in so many words during the Zoom call.
I mean, that's how I interpret it.
Me too, definitely. We'll get Greg's interpretation of that. Come your way tomorrow at 2. Again, Reentry Monday today was brought to you by our friends at Blue Bear Plumbing. New Reentry Monday sponsor. Welcome to the program there, Blue Bear. Give them a call out there for all of your drain cleaning, HVAC, heating, cooling needs. They do it all. We're back at tomorrow at 2. We'll see you then.
See ya. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.